No BT corn product currently in the marketplace controls all the above ground corn pests. Again, we saw this slide a minute ago, and I don't think anyone else has come in, but real quickly, you know, there's six BT genes involved in the Smart Stacks and two herbicide genes. And if you take a look, you can see that there's two genes here for above ground pest coming from the YieldGuard BT Pro, and then another one here from the Herculex 1. So you've got three genes that are targeted against above ground pest. Again, you know, this is kind of an overview of how we see Smart Stacks contributing to the farmers. You've got dual effective dose. It's going to enhance the durability of this product in the market. Combination of multiple modes of action for insect control. Multiple modes of action for insects will reduce the likelihood of resistance developing. And then, as we'd already indicated, farmers do see a benefit to using corn that has a trait in it, and versus, you know, setting aside refuge. All right, these were the five hybrids that we have that we tested in this series of experiments. Again, we have the null with just a Roundup. The second treatment was the YieldGuard BT Triple Pro. The third was Herculex 1. The fourth was Herculex Extra. And then Smart Stacks would be the fifth entry. We had two separate key questions. The first, to what level do Smart Stack corn hybrids protect corn from feeding by fall army worm and black cutworm? And the second, to what level do Smart Stacks corn hybrids protect ears from damage caused by western bean cutworm and corn earworm? The interpretive intent was to assess the level of protection Smart Stack affords corn against western bean cutworm, corn earworm, fall army worm, and black cutworm infestations. And again, as I noted at the beginning, this is just a subset of all the data. This is just from our Dow AgroSciences internal trials. Real quick, we'll go through the methods. On the western bean cutworm trials, those were located in Nebraska and Iowa. Egg masses were purchased. They were placed on corn leaves. We infested 10 to 20 plants per plot, and then evaluated the ears 30 to 35 days after infestation. For corn earworm, those trials were located in Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. And on the artificial infested, we placed first or second instar larva on silks, placed a shoot bag over that ear, did that for 10 plants per plot, and then evaluated ears 12 to 14 days after infestation. For the natural infestation that occurred in Mississippi, we evaluated 10 plants per plot, and those were evaluated about 71 days after planting. For fall army worm, one trial was located in Indiana. There, second instar larvae were applied to the whorl stage corn. Five larvae per whorl, 10 plants per plot were infested, and then they were evaluated 14 days after infestation. Then we had another location for fall armyworm in Mississippi, and that was actually a natural infestation, and there 10 plants per plot were evaluated 29 days after planting. And then finally, for the black cutworm, two locations in Iowa, we placed third to fourth instar larvae in PVC collar arena that was surrounding the single corn plant. Evaluations were made 1, 3, 7, 10, and 14 days after infestation. Take a look now at the results. This is western bean cutworm, and for all those who are familiar with western bean cutworm, the larvae are quite large. They're not cannibalistic, so you can have a number of larvae in any given ear. These are the data for the western bean cutworm, and this is averaged across locations for the Nebraska and Iowa test sites. Here we have square centimeters of ear consumed, and we had on average about 6 square centimeters, which is about 1 square inch in the non-BT, and then you can compare that across the BT hybrids, and if you take a look, you can see how well the Smart Stacks hybrid performed. If you take a look at corn earworm, another serious pest, here we also look at the square centimeters of ear consumed, about 10.3 on average and across these four different study locations. You can see how the other, how the BT hybrids perform, and specifically take a look here at the smart stack. Excellent control. Fall armyworm. For the fall armyworm, the Y is a 0 to 9 damage rating scale. This is 2 to 4 weeks after the infestations. And the non-BT, very heavy injury, 8.5 on a 9 scale. And you can take a look here at how well the BT entries perform, including the smart stack hybrid. Black cutworm, another serious pest. Here we have percent stand reduction. This is the data that came out of Huxley, Iowa. The blue line is the non-BT. You can see out here at 14 days, 100% of the plants were cut. And again, I'd point out this is a very very severe test when you're placing larva in one of these PVC collar traps around a plant. But you can see that the smart stacks perform very well here, this hybrid. In summary, the non-BT hybrid suffers significantly more injury when compared to BT-containing hybrids. The smart stack hybrid containing Herculex 1 and Yogard BT Triple Pro reduced injury from black cutworm, fall armyworm, western bean cutworm, and corn earworm. The smart stack hybrid provided excellent above-ground insect control. Combining Dyark Science's Herculex 1 technology with Monsanto's second-generation corn borer control trait, Yogard BT Triple Pro, smart stacks will provide the most comprehensive protection against corn borers, as well as established and emerging insects including corn earworm, fall armyworm, western bean cutworm, and black cutworm. And again, here are the trademarks that we use in this presentation. Are there any questions? Yes. I'm not sure how much development there may be for some of the subtropical lines at this point. I know there's a lot of work going on for the Midwest. So I would have to get information for you on that. Yes? The question is the fact that you have two herbicide-tolerant genes, will it delay resistance? Well, you have the option to use glufosinate or Roundup. So certainly that would help you in managing weed populations and maybe slowing resistance. Yes? Yes. There's a whole school of thought regarding the refuge, and I know that's yet being discussed and explored, and that discussion will continue, I'm sure, but at this point I couldn't speak much more to that. Yes. Around 2010. Yes. Thank you.